I'm Leslie Lotto with an earful. Not everyone can afford satellite radio, and free local radio has always been around. A new study behind the economics of that shows free local radio powers the economy, bringing in $437 billion in annual GDP with nearly 910,000 jobs across the country. A new study by Woods and Poole Economics looked at what local radio and television contribute financially. Along with BIA advisory services, the research measured as much as $1.19 trillion in GDP and 2.46 million jobs, with radio pulling in over a third of that. The study also showed local radio alone brought in nearly $20 billion in GDP and employed around 115,000 people, which included air talent, journalism, engineering, sales, and operations. Plus, radio ripples into other areas too, with free access to products and services. The research further showed radio advertising was responsible for $369 billion and over 500,000 jobs. The research also showed how radio had a unique public service role, with stations being crucial in an emergency, with the nation's emergency alert system reaching communities during wildfires, hurricanes, and other catastrophes, even when power, broadband, or mobile networks failed. And radio still relied upon as a primary source of trusted local news, community events, and sports. The president and CEO of the National Association of Broadcasters says it shows how important broadcasting was not only to democracy and public safety, but the strength of the U.S. economy. Remember, this past story is not for air. The next five are one newscast and singled out as voicers for you to air for free on your radio station or podcast. The Heritage of London Trust, right around the time of David Bowie's birthday and the anniversary of his death, announced his childhood home would soon be a museum. The trust announcing they've acquired his family's South London home, where he lived from ages 8 to 20 and reportedly wrote a bunch of his songs, including Space Oddity. Before he was Bowie and just David Jones, the museum will feature a restored version of Bowie's bedroom with all sorts of memorabilia. Let's face it, we've probably all visited WebMD at one time or another to diagnose ourselves, but do yourself a favor and don't bother asking ChatGPT. Since it became mainstream, many have apparently turned to chat for health info at least once a month. As a matter of fact, 1 in 6 people use it to get info on symptoms, treatments, and prevention ideas, but self-diagnosing is another thing. Experts say to use caution, because AI chatbots cannot replace humans for personalized, accurate healthcare information. Hold the cheeseburger and fries. A new study from UNC's School of Medicine published in Neuron shows junk food could actually rewire the part of your brain for memories and lead to cognitive dysfunction. The study shows early interventions could help prevent long-term memory loss associated with obesity. Scientists say a special group of brain cells gets hyperactive with high-fat foods and can be an obstacle to process memory. Studies on mice showed fatty junk food affected the brain right away, but that intermittent fasting could normalize it. Getting older too fast could be averted with community, specifically warm and loving friendships and support. Research in the journal Brain, Behavior, and Immunity Health showed adults in midlife in the U.S. did better if they had warmth from their parents, community engagement, or religious support as an adult. Apparently, this could slow the biological processes of aging by setting back epigenetic clocks like biological age. Scientists say people with cumulative social advantage showed slower epigenetic aging and lower levels of chronic inflammation. The game Dungeons and Dragons is all that and more. Sociologists say D&D is not just a niche fantasy tabletop game, but that players are engaging in serious leisure, which is defined as a hobby that demands skill, commitment, and personal fulfillment. D&D games can last months with various characters developing and collaborative storytelling, so it's collective problem solving, creativity, and social bonding across a global community, not just playtime. I'm Leslie Lotto, and this has been an earful. The Heritage of London Trust, right around the time of David Bowie's birthday and the anniversary of his death, announced his childhood home would soon be a museum. The trust announcing they've acquired his family's South London home where he lived from ages 8 to 20 and reportedly wrote a bunch of his songs, including Space Oddity. Before he was Bowie and just David Jones, the museum will feature a restored version of Bowie's bedroom with all sorts of memorabilia. I'm Leslie Lotto. Let's face it, we've probably all visited WebMD at one time or another to diagnose ourselves, but do yourself a favor and don't bother asking ChatGPT. Since it became mainstream, many have apparently turned to chat for health info at least once a month. As a matter of fact, 1 in 6 people use it to get info on symptoms, treatments, and prevention ideas, but self-diagnosing is another thing, experts say, to use caution. Because AI chatbots cannot replace humans for personalized, accurate healthcare information. I'm Leslie Lotto. Hold the cheeseburger and fries. A new study from UNC's School of Medicine published in Neuron shows junk food could actually rewire the part of your brain for memories and lead to cognitive dysfunction. The study shows early interventions could help prevent long-term memory loss associated with obesity. Scientists say a special group of brain cells gets hyperactive with high-fat foods and can be an obstacle to process memory. Studies on mice showed fatty junk food affected the brain right away, but that intermittent fasting could normalize it. I'm Leslie Lotto. Getting older too fast could be averted with community, specifically warm and loving friendships and support. Research in the journal Brain, Behavior, and Immunity Health showed adults in midlife in the U.S. did better if they had warmth from their parents, community engagement, or religious support as an adult. Apparently, this could slow the biological processes of aging by setting back epigenetic clocks like biological age. Scientists say people with cumulative social advantage showed slower epigenetic aging and lower levels of chronic inflammation. I'm Leslie Lotto. The game Dungeons & Dragons is all that and more. Sociologists say D&D is not just a niche fantasy tabletop game, but that players are engaging in serious leisure, which is defined as a hobby that demands skill, commitment, and personal fulfillment. D&D games can last months with various characters developing and collaborative storytelling, so it's collective problem-solving, creativity, and social bonding across a global community, not just playtime. I'm Leslie Lotto.